Today in Science from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Today in Science from Wired.
This machine makes you hallucinate. Prolonged exposure to strobe lights has a psychedelic effect, which researchers are investigating as a way to heal the brain. By João Medeiros. Last summer, in various cities in the UK, more than 40,000 people visited the Dream Machine, a large space designed to induce hallucinatory experiences with white stroboscopic light and electronic music. We had guardians there to guide and relax people at the beginning through breathing exercises, says Anil Seth, a neuroscientist at the University of Sussex and a collaborator on the project, which includes a team of artists, engineers, designers, and musicians. 20 to 30 people were allowed into the room and asked to lay down and close their eyes. After the 30-minute session, participants would typically describe the experience with adjectives like vivid, kaleidoscopic, powerful, and magic. Seeing the responses of participants when they come out the other side of the curtain and they've just had this experience was so rare and magical, Seth says. We're really making something that is internal and transcendental and personal into a collective experience. One of the aims of the Dream Machine project is to shine a light on something that Seth has investigated for more than a decade, the effect of stroboscopic lights on the brain. It's a phenomenon that's still not understood, he says. The flickering lights give rise to really unexpected and powerful perceptual effects and conscious experiences that are kind of unrelated to what's out there. It's just white light, yet people see colors and shapes. This psychedelic effect might be key to understanding the neural basis of visual experience, because participants report having visual experiences even though their eyes are closed. There's something about experiencing the power of your own mind and brain to generate an experience that is really transformational, Seth says. What also fascinates Seth is that participants reported very different experiences even though they were immersed in the same environment. Of course, this is not only true in the Dream Machine, he says. One of the lessons is that everywhere, all at once, all the time, we're all having a different experience, even when we share the same objective reality. To further map out that inner perceptual diversity, Seth and his team have also started a project called the Perception Census, an online survey that aims to measure how different people perceive different dimensions like sound, time, color, and even expectations. The idea is to understand the latent space, he says. The underlying organizational structure by which we all vary on the inside because it's so hard to see. It seems to us that we see the world as it is, so it's very hard to realize that other people might see it very differently. Already, 20,000 people from more than 100 countries have taken part in the census, making it one of the largest experiments of its kind. In spite of that diversity, participants in the Dream Machine do overwhelmingly report experiencing one emotion in common: peace. This finding might show that in the near future, the Dream Machine could also lead to new forms of mental health therapy. There's a long history of light-based treatment for things like depression and grief, whether it's treating seasonal affective disorder or other forms of depression, Seth says. The experience has certain parallels to psychedelics in that they bring about an unusual, unexpected, vivid perceptual experience in your brains. The experience really made people feel different and, in most cases, a lot better.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more science news at wired.com/science.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.